Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3302, and today's date is March 10th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Haiti in Focus, Clinton Foundation, Flood Coming, Trump Ready to Unite the Country. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West central bank, the World Economic Forum, they are now losing the people of this world. The people are continually protesting. The people are continually pushing back. And the people will not stop, especially when the entire economic system completely and utterly implodes. Because every day that passes, what are people experiencing? They're experiencing the hardship of this economy. And as it gets worse, the people, they're not just going to sit back and take it. And once again, the people have this in common. The world has this in common, because if the economy doesn't function, people can't live. People can't pay their bills. People don't have a home. And the people, they're going to eventually rise up, just like the farmers are rising up. And the farmers are going to continue to rise up. They will not back down, which means the people of the world are going to be watching this. And when they don't back down, that means as everything else falls apart, the people aren't going to back down. And this has already begun. And you can see the deep state players, they're completely losing the narrative. But you're going to remember one thing that's very important. They're going to do everything they possibly can to try to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. That's their main objective. They mentioned this back in March of 2020. They told us this was perfect. And remember, they started the ball rolling and they can't stop. Even though the people are awake, even though the people are seeing what's going on, they understand no matter what, they're going to have to down their own system. And what's very interesting is that Biden, he said the quiet part out loud. I mean, we were talking about the Fed cutting rates, and we know what's going to happen when the Fed does cut rates. And Biden pretty much let everyone know that's exactly what's going to happen. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But first, out in France, out in Spain, we can see the farmers, they're now coming together and they're starting to block certain roadways. They're starting to block some of the border, and they're pushing the EU to stop these fuel taxes. They want them to drop them. Wall Street Silver put this out and said, French and Spanish farmers have blocked their shared border and have given the EU until June 1st to drop fuel taxes. Give the elite a deadline. So once again, they're telling them this is something we don't want. And when you have all the farmers in all the different countries all banding together, all protesting at the same time, you would think those people that are supposed to be working for the people, they would say, oh, look, the people, they don't want this, so we're not going to pursue this. But again, the EU is not working for the people. The EU is not elected by the people. And once again, they don't take the orders from the people. And I think people are starting to understand this and realize this is exactly what's going on right now. And people are realizing that the entire economic system is breaking down. Biden is continually lying to the people. We're going to see other installed leaders. They're going to lie to their people about the economy. And we can see that what's happening in the United States is that there are tons of layoffs. The full-time jobs are being replaced by the part-time jobs. They're cooking the books. They're manipulating the numbers. And of course, we know that they have to manipulate the numbers because, again, the central bank system doesn't work. And the only way to convince people that the central bank system is working is you have to manipulate everything. You have to manipulate the inflation calculation. Does anyone really believe that inflation's been 2% for this entire time since the 70s? How is that even possible? It isn't. Because if that was the case, then the cost of goods would be the same as it was in the 70s. But that's not what people are experiencing, which tells you they are manipulating the inflation numbers. The same thing with unemployment numbers, the same thing with almost everything that you see today. And when you look at the employment numbers, you can see what they're doing here. They're getting rid of the full-time jobs. They're pushing everything to part-time jobs. They're giving the work to foreign-born people. The American citizens not getting that job because what they want to do in the end, they want to make this country a third world nation. Zero Hedge put this out and said, crazy stats about the true state of labor market you won't hear anywhere else. In the past year, the U.S. has lost 284,000 full-time jobs. These have been replaced with 921,000 part-time jobs. In February alone, a record 1.2 million foreign-born jobs were added. In the past 3 months, a record ex-COVID crash, 2.4 million native-born jobs have been lost, including 494,000 jobs lost in February. Most shocking, since May 2018, there have been zero jobs created for native-born Americans. All jobs in the past 6 years have gone to immigrants, legal and illegal. What does that tell you? They're preparing and they're getting ready to change the fabric of the country, and they've done this very, very slowly. Why do you think Biden is bringing in all these illegals? Yes, I know there's many different agendas associated. They want them to vote, but they're also going to use them for chaos. But again, they want these people to replace the people of this country. Now, most of these people, They're part of cartels, MS-13 gangs, human traffickers, drug traffickers. They're not vetted. So again, we're not getting the best of the best in this country, where going back in time, we had people that came to this country. They had families. They wanted to make a living. They had incredible skills. They were able to build this country. So when you hear people saying, oh, illegals built this country, no, people that came into this country that were vetted, those people, the good people that had all these skills, they were brought into the country and they actually built this country. The people that are coming in now, these people have no skills. Their skill is crime. Their skill is killing. Their skill is drug trafficking. Their skill is human trafficking. So are they going to help this country? No, they're going to make it worse. And that's exactly what's happening. And what's very interesting, during the State of the Union, Biden called the U.S. economy the envy of the world. And hours after he made that announcement, Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, they came out with their data that shows we had about 85,000 job cuts in February. And to put that into perspective, that's a 3% increase from January and a 9% increase from February of 2023. Andy Challenger, senior vice president of the firm, explained, "We're witnessing a persistent wave of layoffs. Businesses are aggressively slashing costs and embracing technological innovations, actions that are significantly reshaping staffing needs. Technology companies have lost over 28,000 employees since the year started. Financial firms saw a 54% increase in layoffs in comparison to the same time last year. And industrial goods manufacturing companies, they saw a whopping 1,754% increase in layoffs compared to the same time last year." So how is this economy the envy of the world? You mean it looks better than the other countries, and the other countries are in a recession, moving into a deep recession, and the United States is in a recession, but not as deep as the other countries? I don't believe that's the envy of the world. That means the entire economic system is completely and utterly breaking down. And actually, when you look at 2008, 2009, it's starting to look very, very similar. Actually, Janet Yellen was out there, and WinSmart CFA put this out. She said the average American housing is better off under Biden. Really? Do the people really feel that? Do the people really feel that they're better off right now? Actually, if you go out and you speak to the people, most of the people are going to say, yeah, it's very difficult to make ends meet. My salary is not keeping up with inflation, high fuel costs. I can't pay my homeowners, my electric bill, my gas bill. They're continually moving up. People aren't feeling better. People are feeling worse. Who caused all this? This was Biden. They could explain it any way they want. Trump had the country energy independent. Cheap energy does what? It helps manufacturing. It puts more money into people's pocket. It keeps inflation under control. So as soon as he went ahead and he shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, as soon as he went ahead and made it very difficult to drill in this country and tried to move us into solar power, wind power, ushering in EVs, that was the main catalyst of all of this. And people could see that very, very clearly. And people are understanding that, yeah, it was much better under Trump. We were energy independent. Inflation was low. People were working. The economy was running better. And remember, Trump did this while we were in the central bank illusionary economy. What do you think he's going to do after he wins? He's going to drill, which is going to make energy very, very cheap. He's going to place tariffs on other countries, which means we're going to see industry move back here to this country, because what is he going to do with regulations? He's going to remove most of the regulations that these people put into place. Because remember, they put all these into place to do what? To drive all these companies out of this country. Trump is going to remove them and he's going to bring it back into this country. And that's the whole point of this exercise, so people could see the difference. Look what they've been doing. It's the same thing over and over and over. Trump came in for 4 years, changed everything around. Remember, when Obama was leaving, he told us, this is the new normal. You got to get used to it. Well, Trump proved him wrong. And they can't stand that. And they're pissed off. And you could see that now they're trying to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam. And yes, this whole thing revolves around the 2024 election. And Biden needs to keep the economy looking like it's doing well as we approach the presidential election. even though the internals are breaking down. And the only way to keep the illusion alive is to do what? Is to convince you that the economy's doing well, and they're going to point to the stock market. They can't point to jobs when people are getting laid off. They can't point to inflation. They can't point to fuel costs, because remember, even though he tells you he brought it all down, he brought it down from his high. And again, I use this example quite often. If you have a weight trainer and they're trying to get this person to lose weight, and they have this person gain 200 pounds and then they lose 100 pounds and they tell you how great they are. Well, no. Basically, they made you gain 200 pounds, you lost 100, but you still gained 100. The same thing's happening now. You got to go all the way back to when Trump was in office. Is he below the fuel prices that Trump set? Is he below the inflation rate that Trump had? Is he below the unemployment rate that Trump had? No. In all these cases, he's two or three times higher. So basically, you could see the truth right there. And I do believe when Trump was in office, he did this on purpose to show people, look, it doesn't have to be this way. And I want to show you what an economy that does well. I want you to see what it looks like. I want you to see what it feels like. And that's what people experienced. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know, and we've been saying this, is Biden's going to have to make it look like the economy's doing well. So as we get closer and closer to the presidential election and everything starts to break down, and since the internals are breaking down, that means the market's going to have a problem. They're going to have to keep the market up somehow and make it look like everything is fine. The Fed did its job. Biden did its job. And now we're going to lower interest rates. Look, I'm lowering interest rates right before the election. Now, I do believe they're going to do this very, very close to the end of the summer, the beginning of fall, to make everyone believe, look, everything is better. They're hoping to do it later, because if they do it too early, the market's going to crash much sooner than the presidential election. But I do believe what's going to happen is when they do this, it's not going to work out, because they won't be able to do it late enough to convince the people that the economy's better. And when they do it, you're going to see the market come down. Everything's going to start to fall apart. But Biden, he did say the quiet part out loud. He predicted that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates. He says, I can't guarantee it, but I bet, you betcha, those rates come down more, because I bet you that little outfit that sets interest rates is going to come down. Which basically he's telling you, yes, we already have that planned. We're going to cut the interest rates to make it look like everything is great. Banks are going to feel incredible. They're going to make more investments. The market's going to go up. That's going to cause inflation. And then actually, when this happens, everything's going to start to utterly fall apart. Because remember, the Fed, when they raise rates, they hit a tipping point. We already hit the tipping point. We're already starting to see the recession. He's just going to try to use the rates to make it look like the economy's good, hoping that everything that Trump is saying doesn't work, where he's saying that we're in a recession, the economy's not doing well. He's hoping to counter this argument, but it's actually going to fail in the end. Actually, what he's going to do, he's going to push everything over the edge, and the entire system's going to come crashing down. And Trump is going to be standing there going, I told you the economy's bad. And actually, the market's going to be the last signal that people witness. But what's very interesting about all of this, as you see inflation continually picking up, fuel prices continually picking up, people now, they're starting to move into alternative currencies. And we're starting to see banks and financial institutions say, okay, you can transfer things into Bitcoin. And remember, Costco, they started to sell gold bars, and it was a huge hit, and they couldn't keep it in stock, and people continually purchased gold. Now they're selling silver coins too. So now you can go online, get the silver coins. And this is very interesting, because now people have access, easy access, to take their fiat currency. They can transition it into Bitcoin. They can transition it into gold. They can transition it into silver, which means a lot of people have the ability to move out of the fiat system, and they can actually hedge against inflation and protect their wealth. I mean, this is just absolutely unbelievable. Why would this be happening at this point in time? Yes, I know gold is going up. I know Bitcoin's going up, but we've seen this before, but we've never seen Costco sell something like this. We've never seen financial institutions take on Bitcoin and say, you can now use this in your retirement and your portfolio and things like that. I do believe slowly but surely what they're doing is they're making it easier for the people to transition into an alternative currency to make sure that they're protected. And again, a lot of people say, well, where can I get gold? Where can I get silver? Well, people can go to Costco. It's very easy. People go there, they buy food, they buy other things, towels, clothes, you name it. And now, hey, look, there's gold. You know something? I heard about gold. I heard about silver. I might as well just pick this up. And this is what people are doing now. The same thing with Bitcoin. I think this is getting prepared and ready for what is coming, which means we're going to be moving away from the private what's the central bank system, which means we're going to go into a different system that everyone is used to. Because again, back in 1913, they actually forced the private what's the central bank on us. They forced us to use their currency. And in the 70s, we went full fiat. And if you look at your pieces of paper, it's not a U.S. dollar. It's a Federal Reserve note. It's an instrument of debt. They own this. They let you borrow it, and you have to pay it back with interest, just like a loan shark, because that's really what it is. And now I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're prepared and ready to move us away from this system. But again, you need to give people access to actually transition what went. Now, I'm not saying everyone's going to do this because, again, people aren't awake. People aren't going to say, hey, let me just transition into gold and silver or Bitcoin. But you're going to get a lot of people that are going to do this. And yes, in the end, a lot of people are going to say, oh, my God, I got to get into this, you know, later on. But again, at least you have the opportunity to actually do this. And I do believe people are going to take this opportunity to hedge against what's coming, especially when you see gold moving up, you see Bitcoin moving up, and you see the fiat currency going the opposite way, because that's exactly what you're going to see. Because once they start to cut the rates and the internals of the economy start to break down, yes, you're going to see inflation, which really means the value of the currency is declining. So if you're seeing the value of the currency decline and you're seeing other currencies move up, what do you think people are going to do? The people are going to say, you know something? I'm not staying. I need to protect myself somehow, some way. And that's what people are going to do in the end. And we're already starting to see this. And I do believe this is being prepped for what is coming. And what's coming is basically the destruction of the private what's the central bank system. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, agents, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below, because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are starting to realize that they cannot stop Trump whatsoever. The more they try, the worse it gets to them. And Trump, he's actually controlling the narrative. The people are actually controlling the narrative. And I do believe at this point in time, Trump is ready to unite the country. Actually, during his rally out in Georgia, he let everyone know he is now going to bring in the D's into the fold. Now, we've discussed this many times before, and I do believe Trump needs to unite the country to go up against the deep state. Because remember, the deep state players, what are they going to do? They're going to have an insurgency in this country. And the only way to counter the insurgency is to have a counterinsurgency, which means you need the military and you need the people on your side. You just can't have the Republicans and independents on your side. You need to have the D's too. It takes the entire country to have a counterinsurgency. So how do you get the D's on your side? Well, you actually have to show them the truth of the matter. You actually have to show them that the deep state, the D's, don't have your best interests at heart. And the only way to do this is to actually bring them to a point, which is this place where they realize this situation that we're in, if we continue doing this, the country will be destroyed. Our lives will be destroyed. And that's what's happening right now. Trump, he is not opening the borders. Trump is not destroying the economy. He knew the deep state players. He knew that this was going to be what they wanted. This was their 16-year plan. All he's doing is he's allowing an enemy to do what they do best. Never interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves. So if you know the 16-year plan and you know they want to destroy this country, show the people how they're going to destroy the country. Don't interfere with them. Let it happen. And he has to let it happen because he needs to show the people. Now, I do believe the Republicans, the independents, they're pretty much on board. I think he has the majority of these people. You could see it now as he goes across the country and he gets the nomination for the GOP nominee. You could see the people are definitely with him. I do believe at this point, he's going after these. Actually, out in Georgia, he says, hey, if you're tired and sick and tired of seeing what's going on here and you don't want the country to be destroyed, maybe the Democrats might want to come on over to our side. MAGA, make America great again. That's exactly what he's doing right now. Now, again, most of these D's, they're not going to come over. So what's going to happen as the deep state continually destroys this country? What are people going to see? They're going to see the economic system completely and utterly break down. When the D's lose their job, when they can't support their families, when they can't make ends meet, and Biden's telling you that everything is great and Trump's telling you everything sucks, the economy sucks, we're heading into a depression, we might even see a stock market crash, which he actually kind of mentioned, if he doesn't get elected, you're going to see a depression like we've never seen before. So when the D's hear this, they're going to have to make a decision. Now, not everyone's going to agree with this, especially those people that still have their jobs. But a lot of people are going to say, you know something? Trump is right. The economy's doing awful. I just got laid off. I can't make ends meet. And Biden, my party, is telling me that everything is great. I don't believe them. So yes, that will bring people over. What about when we see an event in this country? A lot of people saying, okay, I get it. Open borders is terrible. But then you still have the D saying, we love open borders. It's incredible. When there is an event in this country and it's an illegal, we already seen a couple events, Lake and Riley. We've seen others get killed. But when we see a bigger event, this is going to wake a lot more people up. Add on top of that, as we approach war, which we are approaching right now, and we have these scare events, this is going to wake even more people up. Remember, the deep state is going to continually show these people, their own party, that they're destroying this country. Because remember, they're following the 16-year plan. This is going to wake a lot of people up. Because remember, normally, you wouldn't have the other candidate saying, I want peace. Normally, you would have the other candidate saying, we can win this war, and I can do it better. Trump is going to be doing the absolute opposite of what Biden, the news, and everyone else is saying. They're going to push war. Trump is going to push peace. If it wasn't Trump, who is an outsider, and you had business as usual, and you had a rhino running, they would push war too. They would push it and say, I could do it better. We could win this. Trump is going to be completely opposite, which is going to wake a lot of people up. Now, remember, a lot of these people say, I don't care if we have nuclear war. I don't care if everything's destroyed. I'm not voting for Trump. Again, it sounds good until it actually happens, until you actually experience it. And I do believe Trump will be uniting the country. And on top of all this, we see that Haiti is now coming into focus. Remember, there's a lot of human trafficking, child trafficking in Haiti. Remember the Clinton Foundation? They were involved in Haiti. And I do believe all of this that is coming out right now, it's all going to point back to the Clintons. It's going to point back to the Clinton Foundation. It's going to point back to Obama. Remember, it's all in layers. Uranium One, Jeffrey Epstein, Haiti, the D's destroying the country, open borders. People now are starting to see it. We've seen drip, drip, drip. Here comes the flood. As we get closer and closer to the presidential election, the flood is coming. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this and what Trump says. But first, let's talk about Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law, because right now, it seems that they're trying to convince us that Angela Chow made a frantic call before drowning in her Tesla saying, hey, by the way, yeah, listen, I was in my Tesla. I put it in reverse. I went into the water. I'm drowning. And that's what happened. Do you really think this is exactly what she did? This sounds a little strange, don't you think? And it's very interesting that this Tesla went in reverse. And we just saw a movie, Leave the World Behind, which was created by Obama, or he had influence in the movie. And remember that one scene where we saw Teslas just driving by themselves? They were kind of hacked. That is very interesting. Ultra Pepe Lives Matter put this out and said, they're now wanting us to believe that Angela Chow accidentally backed into her pond, couldn't get out of her Tesla, and then called someone to tell them she was drowning. But also the sheriff said it looked like it could be a criminal offense. This story has so many red flags, it's almost comical. Do you believe the official story so far? Because this whole thing reeks. And it does reek. And what's very interesting is that the Biden administration, they put out a fact sheet, and it says the Biden-Harris administration takes action to address risks of autos from China and other countries of concern. So they're saying there's vulnerabilities in these autos where these vehicles, they can, you know, gather your information, they can be hacked, they can control what you're doing. And we just absolutely just saw this happen. And actually, we just had a movie showing us that certain autos can be hacked into and they can be controlled. Where are Teslas mostly built? China? This is very interesting. So are they trying to tell us that, yes, we'll be able to control these vehicles? And I do believe in the end, all these electric vehicles and all these different systems that they have, they will be able to control appliances. They will be able to control vehicles, and they'll be able to control it and make you do what they want you to do. Or if you're not following along, they can get rid of you. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that we have open borders. People now are seeing that, you know, something, open borders is not good for this country, actually destroys the country. Trump warned us of open borders, but again, people just wouldn't believe it. So you have to show the people, and actually, why interfere with the enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? And Biden continually destroys himself, if you really think about it. Remember, he just gave the State of the Union address, and he called the person who killed Lake and Riley illegal. Then we had Nancy Pelosi come out and corrected Biden. Then Biden did an interview saying, yeah, I shouldn't have called him an illegal. He should have been undocumented. And you know something, I will support the undocumented people. So basically, they're very worried about words, not worried about the actual murder of a U.S. citizen. Because remember, this young woman who is studying to be a nurse will never get married, will never have children, will never have grandchildren, will never have a life. And these people are worried about words. Think about this for a second. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene put the sentence at disgusting. Joe Biden just apologized to the illegal alien animal who brutally murdered Lake and Riley. And she's absolutely right. And Schumer, he's out there trying to convince everyone that what Biden did, reversing all Trump's policies, that's not what caused the border crisis. Yeah, it is. Trump left the wall. It was completely paid for. All he had to do was finish it. He just had to keep everything in place. But instead, he reversed every single thing. Do these people really think the American people are stupid? Because the people are no longer buying what they're selling. They know that they're liars, and they know their main objective is to keep the borders open. And actually, Trump knew this. I think we all knew this. And yes, I do believe what's going to happen is we're going to see an event, and this is going to wake up a lot more people. Just like we saw the killing of Lake and Riley, and remember, she's not the only person. There's many, many other people that were killed by illegals. But this is going to ramp up, and this is going to really wake the American people up. And the people are going to start to realize that these people, they don't care about the American people. And I think people are starting to realize this, just like the people are realizing that they're never going to shut down the border. Remember, Trump left everything in place. All they had to do was follow his instructions and everything would be great. The wall was already paid for. Instead, what did Biden do? He just left the materials on the ground and he didn't finish the wall. That's pretty much what he did. And Biden, he's trying to divert $1.4 billion in border construction funds. And he's trying to divert it and he's trying to get the money. Because that's really what they're interested in. They don't care about anything else except the money. They got to pay off their people. They got to launder money. Attorney General Ken Paxton put this out and said, "Today, I secured a preliminary injunction against an attempt by the Biden administration to illegally redirect statutorily obligated funds away from the construction of the border wall. Biden acted completely improperly by refusing to spend the money that Congress appropriated." And he's absolutely right. And Biden, all he wanted to do was get the money. I mean, this is just absolutely unbelievable. But when you look at the illegals that are coming in, let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting, credit card debt is ballooning, commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Who are they? Well, we know who they are. They're all the criminals from other countries. And these aren't the people that built America, by the way. The people that came to this country, they had families or they were young. They were vetted. A lot of them were vetted. These people wanted to make a better life. And they had skills. They were able to contribute to America. We had the best builders. We had the best mathematicians. We had the best teachers. We had the best of everything. You know why? Because the country accepted the best of the best. What we're getting now is the worst of the worst. We're getting those people that are released from asylums. We're getting those people that are released from prisons. We're getting gang members, human traffickers, child traffickers. We're getting the worst of the worst. They don't want to make this country great. Actually, what they want to do is they want to destroy it. And actually, these people are the foot soldiers of the deep state players. Criminals work with criminals. And people now can see this. And actually, Buck Sexton pretty much sums it up. Biden clearly views illegals as a political constituency instead of an invasion. And he's absolutely right. But the people of this country, they're waking up. They're understanding and they're realizing what's really going on here. And the people now see that the border wall is very, very important. FX Hedge put this out and says, majority of Americans now back Trump-style border wall. Illegal immigration has become a key concern of voters this election year, with a new poll showing that, for the first time in the survey's history, a majority of Americans support building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. With record numbers of illegal immigrants pouring into this country, public concern about the border crisis is higher during President Joe Biden's term than under the prior two administrations, according to a Monmouth University poll released on February 26. So the people, they're understanding this. They realize what's happening. And the people now understand that we need a wall. And you're going to see a lot more D's come to this conclusion when there's a major event in this country. And remember, going back in time, Trump actually said there's a 100% chance of an event occurring in this country, which means a lot of D's are going to wake up. Yes, you're going to see a lot more Republicans and independents say enough is enough here, but you're going to see the D's start to wake up. And this is about uniting the country. And I do believe in the end, Trump will be able to unite the country, which means he will have the counterinsurgency absolutely completed to go up against what the deep state has planned. Plus, we know that the deep state players, what are they going to try to do? They know their cheating system's not going to work if Trump has the people, even the D's. So they're really going to have to try to shut down the elections. And I do believe they're going to use the insurgency. They're going to use war. They're going to use everything to make sure the elections aren't held. But I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they already have plans for this. They already know that this is what they're going to do. And this is why I do believe Trump continually says, we got to use paper ballots. We got to have voter ID. I think he's drilling it into the people's minds that this is the only way to have a secure election, especially when something happens to the national infrastructure, when it's attacked. I do believe the people will accept paper ballots. People will accept voter ID, where you have to come in with your license or some type of identification showing that you've been living here. And a lot of these illegals do not have it. And most of these people will not come in person because they're afraid of being what? Deported. And we'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, we can see that everything that we've known in the past is turning out to be pure propaganda. And we can see that the deep state players, they put into place all the fake news. Remember, most of these people that report either is married to an FBI agent or a CIA agent, or they are CIA in these news organizations. And you have to remember, the Smith-Mundt Act allows the fake news to actually propagandize the people. So yes, what we're seeing from the New York Times, the Washington Post, ABC, CBS, and all these other news outlets like CNN, MSNBC, the Rhino News, they are allowed to propagandize the people. And what's very interesting is that the New York Times, they were forced to admit in court that their book ranking is not really a ranked list. It's actually editorial content, and they can exclude books they don't like. So this is very interesting. So when people look at the New York Times bestseller list, it's not really a ranked list. It's what they want you to read, and they'll exclude any book they want. Elon Musk responded to this and said, the New York Times is pure propaganda. And if you actually read some of their bestsellers, they're awful. And some of the better books, they don't show. That tells you everything you need to know. And we could see the people, they're rising up around the world. They're pushing back like we've never seen before. And the people aren't allowing wokeism. The people aren't allowing the deep state players to push their agenda. And it's spreading around the world. Out in Ireland, Ireland's government has now conceded defeat in the referendums on family and care, which are intended to make the country's constitution more progressive and gender neutral. So the people said, absolutely not. We reject this. We are not heading down this path. And I do believe you're going to see a lot more people around the world rise up. Number one, we already see the farmers rising up because, again, they're trying to remove the farmers. They want to take control of the farms, and they're trying to put them out of business to make it very difficult. And this way, the corporations, governments can take over. Number two, the economy is breaking down worldwide, and people are starting to realize that the Green New Scam is not working. And as we enter a recession, people are going to get really angry and pissed off. Number three, they're starting to recognize that these installed individuals, they are not doing anything in their best interest because they don't work for the people. They actually work for the deep state. And as this continually happens, more and more people around the world are going to rise up. Look what's happening out in Haiti. Right now, Haiti is in a state of emergency and the curfew has been extended. There's looting, there's killing. Haiti is a complete and utter mess. And the prime minister is missing in action while this is all happening. So Prime Minister Henry, He's traveled to Kenya to push for a deployment of a UN-backed police force from the East African country to fight gangs. Henry is now in Puerto Rico, where he's forced to land after armed groups attack the international airport, forcing it to shut and preventing him from returning. So far, dozens of people have died in Haiti's recent armed attacks, including several police officers. The U.S. Embassy in Haiti has warning now they're evacuating the people in Haiti because there's just complete and utter chaos. There's no law and order right now, which is very interesting because what do we know about Haiti? We know that Haiti has been used for human trafficking, child trafficking, and who's been involved in Haiti? The Clinton Foundations, the Clintons, and a lot of Hollywood. Let's go back to a couple of posts here. This is post 1880, August 15th, 2018. Child trafficking victims who spent their formative years servicing the carnal desires of men, often foreigners, who are 3, 4, 5, or 6 times their age. Their madam tells me that many of their customers are Western humanitarian workers who've come to help rebuild Haiti after the recent run of a natural disaster. So if we look at Haiti, remember when they had the earthquake and everything? It looks like all these people that were going there to help, well, were they really helping or were they collecting children? That's very interesting. Post 9, October 29th, 2017. D's can't lose control over the black population. At some point, the Great Awakening will occur whereby these false local national black leaders are corrupt and paid off to help keep the black pop poor and in need. D's form the Confederate States against freeing slaves. D's form the KKK. Hillary Clinton's mentor is who? Robert Byrd. He was also a senator. And Robert Byrd was head of the KKK. That's very interesting. And her other mentor was Saul Alinsky. Let me continue. What happens if the truth about Haiti is released? Do D's lose majority of the vote? Through the looking glass, they rely on the mainstream media to keep the narrative going, but tech is entrenching on their controls. They missed this in 2016 and desperately attempting to censor now due to CIA cash infusions. This will fail. And yes, they lost control over the narrative. The digital soldiers, or the Minutemen, they're able now to go up against the fake news. And now with True Social, now with Rumble, now with X and other platforms, it's becoming even easier. And the Minutemen or the digital soldiers, they can now debunk something very, very quickly. And the fake news, they have a very difficult time controlling the people. This is why their ratings are continually dropping. Post 1233, April 21st, 2018. Down below it says, they will lose black vote once Haiti revealed. Lost now, awakening. They keep them enslaved. What did Hussein do for the black community? Verse Trump. Trump, he was rebuilding their communities. Barack Hussein Obama did absolutely nothing. And when the people start to find out, it is game over. Post 1753, July 29, 2018. Down below, it says layers. Uranium One, Iran, human traffic, Haiti, corruption, etc., etc. So everything is being done in layers. And people, they're learning about these people, the corruption, the treason. Now Haiti, people are starting to understand that there is human trafficking. People understand that Obama and others sent cash over to Iran. They know that Biden has now made Iran rich. Soon they're going to be learning about Uranium One. Let's move to post 10. This is October 2019, 2017. Remember, the FBI and military intelligence have an open investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Why did Comey drop this? Who was the FBI director during the Haiti crisis? How many kids disappeared? How much money sent to the Clinton Foundation under disguise of Haiti relief went to Haiti? What countries donated big money to Clinton Foundation and why? How much was owed by accepting? When she lost, how would this be repaid? What did Obama do with the cash just prior to leaving office? Repayment to those who donated for favors, access, dig. Again, good people were forced into bed with evil under personal and family threats. Could you live with yourself helping to cover up such evil, despicable acts if given a safe way out? These people worship Satan. Some openly show it. And I think we're all starting to see this. And I do believe the Clinton Foundation is going to start to come in focus, especially what's going on in Haiti. Now people are looking at Haiti. And I do believe slowly but surely all this information is going to be dripping out. And soon we're going to see the flood. And you could see it's building quite quickly now. And we could see that war is definitely building right now. And we could see the Middle East wasn't like this just a couple of years ago. Actually, before October 7th, it wasn't like this at all. This is when they came into Israel and they decided to murder, kidnap, and destroy people's lives. And yes, Israel was attacked. So Israel responded. If the United States was attacked in that fashion, would the United States respond or any other country? Absolutely. But what's very interesting, the CENTCOM commander, he's letting everyone know that everything was fine in the Middle East and things are getting worse and the U.S. will lose the Middle East if it concedes to Iran and China, which means they are now building the narrative to actually protect the entire area and to go to war. They're not looking for peace. They're not looking to solve the situation like Trump was solving the situation. They're looking to push war right now. And I do believe we're going to see this as we continue on towards the presidential election. And yes, this is going to wake a lot of people up. And this is not the only thing that's going to wake people up. It's going to be the failing economy. It's going to be the events in this country. It's going to be war. It's going to be the insurgency. And yes, in the end, the D's, they will see it because they're going to see that, wait a minute, the party that I thought liked peace, the party that didn't like war, now they're destroying this country and they're lying to us because I'm actually experiencing it. I could see it firsthand. I mean, look, people now started to realize that they were lied to about COVID. And now the population does not believe in the bioweapon. People don't believe that COVID is deadly. And people now believe that they were lied to and they were forced to take the bioweapon. And we can see the U.S. government right now, they're suspending mail orders for free COVID virus tests. Why are they doing this? Because, again, COVID is no longer a threat. And the survey shows that people are no longer concerned about COVID-19. Yes, you might still have those people up in the blue states and the blue cities wearing their masks. But the latest Pew Research Center survey finds that only 10% of Americans are concerned they will catch the disease and need hospitalization. A new survey found that only 1 in 5 Americans now view the coronavirus as a major threat to the health of the U.S. population, indicating a sharp decline from a high of 67% in July 2020. So people are no longer concerned. They can see that, once again, this is not really a deadly pandemic anymore. And actually what people are starting to realize is that the bioweapon is actually deadly. That is the pandemic. And people are saying, well, look, we could have used other methods to cure this. And now we're starting to see this because the bioweapon, it's actually killing people and making people sick. And when you start to speak to those people that have taken the vaccine, they're even admitting it. So this is now spreading and this is getting worse and worse for the deep state players. So I believe that them trying to push disease X or a virus is not going to work this time around. The people have been hardened. The people are not going to fall for this again. So yes, they're going to change it up. And I do believe what Trump is doing, he's forcing these people down this path. He's forcing them into a area where the deep state is going to have to use a different method to cheat. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with mydigitalmoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. And yes, the illegals are a part of it. And yes, I do believe they're going to use war as the other part. So I do believe there's going to be at least two parts to this to try to stop the elections and to make sure that the elections don't happen and Trump is not elected. But I do believe Trump is actually forcing them down this path, and this is not going to work. And it's going to be a complete and utter disaster. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, since we've been talking about human trafficking, child trafficking, Jeffrey Epstein, where we had DeSantis sign the bill saying that, yes, information is going to be released. I do believe the Black Book is going to be released. And what we come to find out is that we're starting to realize that a lot of these installed people, we know that most likely they were groomed. Most of these people, they're blackmailed in some way, somehow. They might have fetishes. And when you start to look at certain individuals and you start to look at their wives, just like Obama, when people look at Michelle, they say, well, no, she's a man. It could be Michael. Actually, we had Joan Rivers actually saying that. And now when you look at French President Macron, people now are saying that his wife, where she's 70 and he's 47, his wife is actually a man and the man transgendered into a woman. So going back in time, did this person actually groom Macron if this is true? Now, Macron, of course, is firing back saying this is absolutely ridiculous. But when you start to look at these individuals, why is it continually being repeated over and over and over? Now, again, we don't know if this story is true, but we're starting to realize that something just doesn't make sense. And it's the same people that are involved in Epstein. It's the same people that are pushing the entire transgender movement. It's the same people. And when you start to look at this, you start to say, I'm starting to understand and starting to put all this together. And all these people that are running, you know, these LGBTQ nonprofits, BLM, you start to realize that all these people are the same. They're criminals. Remember, the deep state players, they hire criminals for these positions because criminals work with criminals. When you look at BLM, what were the criminals doing? Oh, they were taking the money. They were buying houses. They were spending it on their family. When you look at the LGBTQ nonprofit, well, we just had Casa Ruby, founder of Ruby Corrado. She allegedly transferred at least $150,000 in emergency relief funds to private bank accounts in El Salvador, and she was heading up the DC LGBTQ nonprofit. She was arrested for fraud and money laundering. We're starting to realize that all these people are pretty much the same. And these people who are running these organizations, they're the same as the corrupt politicians. Remember, these people are criminals. They're liars. And what have we come to find out? Well, we've come to find out this entire January 6th insurrection actually was an insurrection by the criminals, by the corrupt deep state people. Remember, they have a criminal syndicate in this country. We come to find out that Liz Cheney's January 6th committee suppressed evidence that Trump pushed for 10,000 National Guard troops to protect the national capital. And she hid the transcript. And the transcript was obtained by the Federalist. So Cheney and her committee falsely claimed they had no evidence to support Trump's official claims the White House had communicated a desire for 10,000 National Guard troops. In fact, an earlier transcribed interview conducted by the committee included precisely that evidence from a key source. The interview, which Cheney attended and personally participated in, was suppressed from the public and now it's released. Unbelievable. So Deputy Chief of Staff Anthony Ornato's first transcribed interview with the committee was conducted on January 28, 2022. In it, he told Cheney and her investigators that he overheard White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows push Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to request as many National Guard troops as she needed to protect the city. He also testified that Trump has suggested 10,000 would be needed to keep the peace at the public rallies and protest scheduled for January 6, 2021. Ornato also described the White House frustration with Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller's slow deployment of assistance on the afternoon of January 6. Not only did the committee not accurately characterize the interview, they suppressed the transcript from public review. On top of that, the committee allies began publishing critical stories and even conspiracy theories about Ornato ahead of follow-up interviews with him. Ornato was a career Secret Service official who had been detailed in the security position in the White House. And it is unclear how many of the hidden transcripts include exonerating information suppressed by the committee. So, of course, they hid all of this. Now the truth is coming out. DC Drano put this out and said, wait, Trump's offer of 10,000 National Guard troops for January 6th was rejected by the DC mayor and the January 6th committee hid that evidence. You don't say. And absolutely that happened because we know that the insurrection was against Trump. Trump was the president. Biden was not. The election wasn't certified. So if you're going to have an insurrection, you have to have it against the actual leader, and that would be the president. And remember, if you're going to steal the election on November 3rd, you need to complete it by having an insurrection. And Trump, that's what he waited for. He took complete and utter control of the country because he knew they were going to cheat. He knew that they were going to overthrow the United States government. And once that happens, all of a sudden the Insurrection Act is then activated, which activates the military, which means Trump becomes the commander in chief, which then means military intelligence overrides the other intelligence agencies. And the military intelligence doesn't have oversight from Congress. Think about that for a second. This is how Trump is able to control the country. This is how the military is able to control everything. And I do believe they are. Now, I don't mean on a micro level where they're controlling all the people walking around. They're controlling what is happening in this country to make sure the country is safe. And I do believe that's why Trump is so confident. Remember, to have the counterinsurgency, he needed to get control of the country with the military. He got that. The next part of the plan was to actually wake up the American people and have the American people see it all. And the people are seeing it. I mean, look what's happening to Trump. He's the victim. They're continually attacking him. His political opponent is going after him. Biden is getting Letitia James and all the other people to go after Trump. Trump wanted the people to see this. You had to see this play out, because otherwise, how would you know what the criminal syndicate is? Remember, he's showing you their system, and he wants to show you how corrupt they are and how bad the system is. The system is not just in D.C. The system is everywhere, and it's deep and very, very wide. And think about this. When Letitia James, who was hired by Joe Biden, and also she campaigned on getting Trump, I mean, think about that for a second. When she was giving a speech in front of the New York firefighters, the firefighters started to boo her, and they started to chant Trump, 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 Trump. And after all of this, a memo came out, which is very, very interesting. And now the firefighters, they have to be re-educated. I mean, really think about this. What does that sound like to you? It sounds like we're going back in time here. Wait, we don't like what you're saying. We don't like what you believe here. We're going to have to re-educate you, and we're going to have to send you to re-education camps. Isn't this what they did to Peterson out in Canada? The college didn't like what he was saying, and he had to attend re-education. And here in the United States, they're making the firefighters who booed Letitia James, they're going to be punished and face re-education. Ann Wokeness put this out and said, the FDNY firefighters who booed New York Attorney General Letitia James will be punished and face re-education. FDNY firefighters are now being asked to turn themselves in or risk being hunted down. Memos and emails from the Uniformed Fire Officers Association and Uniformed Firefighters show that, yes, they have to do this. This is just absolutely unbelievable. Now, once again, are these people going to fall in line and say, absolutely? Hopefully not. Hopefully they say, listen, I don't need a re-education. This is what I believe. And if I want to express it, too bad. Just like Trump. Trump is completely against the entire deep state system. And they're trying to make him fall in line. That's what this is all about. Do what we say or else. And you can see this very, very clearly now across the country, especially with Trump. They've been trying to do this since he came down the escalator. And they've been throwing indictment after indictment after indictment right at him to make him fold and make him bow down to them or quit. But he's not going to do this. Why? Because he knows that he needs to continue on. He needs to get the people on his side, and he needs to unite the country to go after the deep state players. And right now, we can see that they're hitting him with fine after fine after fine. And Trump, he just posted a $91.6 million bond to appeal E. Jean Carroll's defamation judgment. Now, he has to put up this money so he can actually do the appeals. And I do believe when he appeals all of this and he gets to judges that actually follow the rule of law and they're not bribed and corrupt, I do believe these cases are going to completely and utterly disappear. And you can see that they're going after Trump. They want to remove his immunity. And I do believe they're going to try to push this very, very hard. Now, again, I think Trump wins either way. If the Supreme Court rules that he does have immunity, that means this case completely and utterly disappears. If the Supreme Court says the president doesn't have immunity, that means they're going to go after Trump, which in turn means that Trump can go after them. Now, if they go after Trump, yes, they can convict him. Yes, they can throw him in prison. Trump has mentioned many times before he will still run for president because he can. The conviction will not work. People will then flock to his side. His poll numbers will go up. And actually, when Trump is elected, he can actually pardon himself, which then he can turn around and go after all the other people, all the other presidents, because they no longer have immunity. So no matter which way this goes, Trump actually wins. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, if a president doesn't have immunity, he, she will be nothing more than a ceremonial president, really having the courage to do what has to be done for our country. This is not what our founding fathers had in mind. But again, the deep state players, they don't care about any of this. All they know is they have to stop Trump. And I do believe Trump is setting trap after trap after trap. Trump, he then put this out and said, while crooked Joe Biden and his cronies have claimed from the outset they have nothing to do with Jack Smith's election interference case against me, Smith himself admitted in a court filing yesterday that he remains subject to Attorney General direction and supervision, and that includes Biden. That's right, Jack Smith just admitted what the American people already know, namely that this case is being directed and supervised by the Biden administration. So although he denies it, Garland is carrying out the orders from his boss to prosecute me and interfere in the 2024 election. No sitting president has ever abused the power of his office so blatantly to pursue his political opponent in the election year. This is the greatest threat to democracy in the history of our country. Joe Biden should stop the ridiculous and democracy-destroying prosecutions now. And he's absolutely right. But you can see the deep state players realize that everything that Biden's doing, everything the criminal syndicate is doing, which includes the FBI, DOJ, CIA, and the rest, it is not working to stop Trump. And you can see the low-hanging fruit. They're getting nervous. And you can see a lot of corrupt politicians, they're deciding not to run in the next election. And you're starting to see certain individuals in Hollywood, they're starting to panic. And we see that Robert De Niro right now, he is panicking. And he said something very interesting. He said, if Trump gets elected, Trump is going to do something and things might come out about me. So he looks like he's panicking right now. He's very worried that if Trump gets back into office, certain information is going to be coming out about him and what he's been doing in the past. Now, again, what do you think he's been doing? Remember, most of these people, they have fetishes. They've been blackmailed. They've visited Epstein Island. And what do you think is going to happen when Trump gets into office? A lot of this information is going to come out. I do believe some of it might even come out before he gets into office. But he knows once he gets into office, it is game over for them and everything is going to be exposed. But Trump, he put this out on Truth, and he is responding to De Niro, and he says, Robert De Niro has a terminal case of Trump derangement syndrome. Such a stupid sounding guy, a low IQ individual. And yes, most of these people are low IQ. Why? Because you don't get the smart people, the logical thinking people, you get the dumb people, and it makes it a lot easier to blackmail and control. I mean, just look at Congress. Look at the rhinos, look at the D's. Do we have the best of the best there? No, they bring in the dumbest, the stupidest people. And those are the people that they can control. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that everything the deep state has put into place for the elections, well, a lot of it's being reversed right now, especially in certain areas with voter ID, with the laws that they put into place, which weren't really laws during COVID because the legislators didn't actually enact these laws. But you can see a lot of it's been reversed, and this is continuing all over the country. George put this out on X and says, the lieutenant governor of Alaska has verified that the signatures gathered for the petition to place the repeal of ranked choice voting on the November ballot are valid. The days of the RCV in Alaska are numbered. The director of the Division of Elections shall place the context. Despite having Republican majority population, RCV gave Alaska a Democratic rep. Alaskans were duped into approving ranked choice in 2020. 50.55% voted yes and 49.45% voted no on the measure. Democrats promised it would give voters more options, but it only hurt Republicans. Democrats would put up their candidate and rally around them. Meanwhile, Republicans would have multiple candidates. This split the vote and allowed the Democrat to win easily. This is a great way to split Republican votes and kill turnout. Typically, the late Don Young needed at least 150,000 votes to win the seat, but the Democrat Mary Peltola won it with only 136,000 votes. Now, we see that the petition, well, they got the votes for it, and let's see if this can be reversed. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that a federal judge ruled earlier this month against the Biden DOJ and leftist groups in their lawsuit to stop the Arizona election integrity laws that require proof of citizenship and prevent voters from voting in multiple states. Arizona Republicans passed HB 2492, introduced by State Representative Jake Hoffman. And the judge, Susan Bolton, disagreed and accurately concluded that promoting public confidence in Arizona's election outweighs the limited burden voters might encounter when required to provide documentary proof of citizenship. So it looks like you're going to have to prove that you're a citizen in Arizona. And we're starting to see a lot of these states start to take on voter ID, and you have to be a citizen, which the Democrats do not want. And I do believe Trump has continually repeating this, letting everyone know that, yes, we need paper ballots and we need voter ID. This is why the D's don't want this, because, again, If you're bringing in all the illegals, this is going to make it very difficult, especially using the mail-in ballots, because you have to prove that you're a citizen. You have to show that you're a citizen. Most of these people are not. And if we get rid of the mail-in and if we have paper ballots and voter ID, their cheating mechanisms go down the drain. And I do believe this is why Trump is forcing them down this path, because I do believe in the end he wants paper ballots and voter ID for this election. And we could see the people of this country, they realize that the intelligence agencies, they're involved in the elections and they're helping rig the elections. Plus, the people of this country, they're even saying that the U.S. intelligence agencies are influencing political news. Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said, and perhaps the most important results, 64% of the electorate thinks it is likely U.S. intelligence agencies are influencing political news. 79% of Republicans, 61% of independents, and even 52% of Democrats believe this. So the people, they're starting to see this and they're starting to understand. And this is why, and we mentioned this back on Friday, where the census is very, very important. Remember when Trump wanted to include the question about citizenship? Well, we know why the deep state players do not want this. And it looks like the Senate killed the bill proposal that would stop illegal aliens from being counted for elections. And we know why the deep state players don't want this question on there. But Elon Musk, he explains, and this is what he says, most Americans do not know that the U.S. Census currently counts, for purposes of voting power, all people in a district, regardless of citizenship. Senate Democrats just voted unanimously to defeat an amendment that would have stopped counting illegals for congressional seats, apportionment, and electoral college presidential votes. Since illegals are mostly in Democrat states, both the House and presidential vote are shifted approximately 5% to the left, which is enough to change the entire balance of power. This is a major reason why the Biden administration is ushering in record levels of illegals and doing so few deportations. Absolutely right. Then we have Stacey Washington. She put this out on X and said, Democrats would not have the border open without SCOTUS decision requiring non-citizens to be counted in the census. These illegals cannot legally vote, but they can increase the number of seats in the House of Representatives, ensuring Democrats have control of the House. Spitfire put this out on X and says, Democrat senators just admitted they use illegals in census to gain congressional seats. All Dems voted against Senator Bill Hagerty's amendment to stop illegal aliens from being counted in apportionment for the congressional districts and the Electoral College. So they're trying to change everything by bringing these illegals in. And I think Trump, the Patriots, they know this. And I do believe this is why in the end, they want to go to paper ballots. So this way, it doesn't matter what they try to do. It's not going to work because Trump is going to win the election. Trump is then going to deport all of these people. And this is why they're going to try to stop Trump at every chance they can get. Now, of course, they can't have Biden go up against Trump. He doesn't have the poll numbers. They don't have the cheating mechanisms. And it's not going to work in their favor. Now, they're going to try to cheat. Of course, they are. They're going to try to the very, very end. But I don't believe they're going to be able to use Biden to do this. They're going to have a change of batter. And I do believe what they're going to do is they're going to try to use the case of age. And I think Trump already is now countering this, because when he was out in Georgia, he said it's not an age thing. It's a competence thing. And he's absolutely right. But I do believe the deep state players, they're going to try to push age. And Trump is going to show that, no, he is not competent. And he's going to keep drilling this into the people. And every time you see an event, every time you see a push to war, every time you see the economy breakdown, people are going to say, yeah, you know something? There's nothing to do with age. It has to do with competency. And I think people are going to understand this. Now, how are they going to get Biden out there? He might get sick. He might have a mental breakdown. They might use age. They might use a combination of all these things. Because when you look at the poll numbers, you can see that Trump, he has pulled ahead in all the national polls. And even when you look at the fake news, the Wall Street Journal, CBS, New York Times, Fox, they can't even hide it anymore. Wall Street Journal, Trump, 47-45. CBS, 52-48. New York Times, Trump, 48, Biden, 43. Fox, 49-47. And again, these are the manipulated polls. What do you think the real polls show? He's way, way ahead. And yes, they are panicking right now. But Trump, he has already made the move to go after the D's right now. And when he was out in Georgia, he let all the Democrats know that, you know something? You might want to come over to our side where we can make America great again. Just take a listen to what he said. I do believe he's already started the narrative. And as we go down this path to the presidential election, he did this on purpose to let them know that the country is going to get worse and worse and worse, and you're going to see who's actually destroying it. Take a listen.
That was the worst president in history, making the worst State of the Union speech in history. But if you're a disillusioned Democrat, of which there are many today, I extend an open hand, an open invitation, and I ask you to join us on the noble quest of saving our country. Saving our country. Together, we will turn the page forever on the miserable nightmare of the Biden presidency. What a presidency. What a president. Most incompetent president we've ever had. The worst president, the most incompetent, and the most corrupt. Other than that, I think he's doing actually quite a good job. And we will make America great again.
And I do believe in the end, Trump, he's going to get the D's on his side, because as we approach the presidential election, the people are going to see how the country is being destroyed. Their lives are going to be miserable. They're going to be disillusioned by the Democrats. And in the end, the people are going to say, I had enough. I can't do this anymore. And when your life becomes so miserable, when you're brought to the precipice of destruction, you will actually find the will to change. And this is where Trump is going to get the landslide. And this is where it's going to be impossible for the deep state players to actually cheat. I do believe he's continually pushing them down this path, because why would he interfere with what they're doing? Let them do it. He knows they're following the 16-year plan. He knows that if he can get the people, if he can get the counterinsurgency, he's going to win, which means it's going to force the deep state players to do what? To actually try to cheat. And when they realize they can't cheat, they're going to have to actually what? Postpone the election. How do you postpone the election? You need to stop it. There'll be an insurgency. There'll be a cyber attack. You have to hit the infrastructure. I do believe Trump is actually allowing them to do this. Plus, it's going to wake up a lot of people. The people are going to see what's going to happen. The counterinsurgency is going to say, you know something? We need this stopped. We need to vote for Trump. And I do believe since the national infrastructure was hit, we're going to then turn to paper ballots. Because if the country's attacked, if there's an insurgency and these individuals are rioting, we can then use the military to protect the elections. And foreign governments, domestic enemies will not be able to interfere with paper ballots. And this is going to give Trump a victory of all victories. And he's going to show the deep state players, I've got all the people. Look how much I won by. And actually, Trump out in Georgia actually said this. He says, we will go on to a victory the likes of which no one has ever seen before. Take a listen.
We'll go on to victory the likes of which no one has ever seen before. We will evict crooked Joe Biden from the White House, and we will take back our country on November 5th, 2024. It will go down as the most important date in the history of our country. The great silent majority is rising like never before, and under our leadership, the forgotten man and woman will be forgotten no longer. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much. Thank you, Georgia. God bless you all. Thank you.
Now, I believe the plan is going perfectly. Trump is bringing the deep state, showing the people, and building the counterinsurgency to go up against the deep state players. And I do believe in the end, once the people are on his side, the people will accept what needs to be done. And once he wins, That's when the fun really starts. Doesn't mean the deep state isn't going to still fight back. They're going to fight back until the very, very end. But again, this gives Trump the control, the full control, because he has the military and he has the people behind him. And the people will accept what needs to be done to clean out these people that have been destroying this country. And how can he do this? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.